Sabina with American Outdoor News. I'm here with Katie from GAME, Virtual Reality. Katie, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about GAME and virtual reality and how it came out.
Sure. So the GAME VR hunting and sport shooting simulator was developed in 2015 by Aimpoint in Sweden. And then we came over here in the States within the past 2 years. It was introduced in the US. And essentially, it's a very innovative training simulator. It's a supplemental dry fire tool. So we developed the software that's behind it that has a plethora of hunting scenarios, sport shooting scenarios, shotgun, clay, seed, trap. And then we also, we have our firearms. So we have our long stock that acts as a 3-in-1 within the system. It's a bolt action and 308, an AR platform and 5.56, and then your shotgun 12 gauge. And then our proprietary trigger unit and firearms that come with our system all marry up and talk to the Oculus Quest headset. So that is what the system runs off of. You download our app in the headset, and that's it. It's very simple, mobile, practical.
Well, I put it on earlier, and it's something. Actually, in the game, the animals are running at you or running across, like the deer hunt.
Yep.
And you can actually see them coming at you. And, you know, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's like you're on a hunt.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what we were trying to convey, you know, as most realistic as possible, so that that can transpire out into the real world. So you do have to take those vital organ shots. The wounded shots do not count. So yeah. In the bear scenario, for example, if you take a wounded shot, that bear is going to come after you and maul you. So, you know, it's crucial, you know, as hunters that we do take those full shots. Yeah, exactly. So that's a big component that we have with this technology.
Well, I know playing the game, I did hit a bear and it started to run away from me. And I did shoot it in the butt three or four times.
right, exactly. And eventually, you know, we all know a Texas hunter. That works. But yeah, and then with that, not only are you able to go back and do a whole debrief and analysis on each shot that you took within each scenario, so you can see what you did with your muscle before and after the shot, the trajectory of the arrow, where the bullet hit exactly on the animal. And so, as hunters, as shooters, we always appreciate that end user feedback, and we are able to bring that to the table with this technology.
Now, there's a handgun.
There is. Well. Yes, absolutely. So we do have a sport shooting side as well, to where you can build out your own ranges. Uh-huh. So say you're a competition shooter and you know the stages that you're going to be running in competition, you can pre-make your stages and practice with that.
So you could actually do a 3-gun
100%.
Scenario. 100%. Wow, that's great.
It is. It's a lot of fun. So, and with that, you know, what's really nice too is a lot of people nowadays are transitioning to red dots as well. So we do incorporate in-flight red dot sites within the system too. So we see a lot of hunters that are using red dots in competition shooters and everyday sport hunters as
well. Well, one of the things that I like is it's pretty mobile. You could bring this on the road with you, you can hook it up to your iPad.
Yep.
You can hook it up to your TV at home.
Yep, if so you can cast, yep,
yeah,
exactly.
You have a big 60-inch yep. by chance. You, yeah.
Exactly,
it's
exactly.
really wild. The people who are with you can actually watch your TV as you're shooting
exactly.
and critique what you're doing wrong and correct. You shoot it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or, you know, mock you for how bad you are.
Exactly. Yeah. All of the above.
What a friend's want.
Exactly. So, yep. And that's the really nice component, being able to cast to an iPad, but it's not a requirement. So the Oculus headset and then the guns and the triggers isn't required. So it does make it simple.
So the applications are really not limited to hunting or shooting sports. It could really be tennis or any other sport or any other activity that you want to incorporate into it.
There's a lot more that the Oculus headset does that we you're still learning every day. I by no means am an expert on the headset. It seems that the younger folks definitely know more of what goes on in the headset. But yes, the Oculus headset does offer a lot more.
So where can we find GAME and find out more about this
amazing program? Yeah, so it's www.game.com. Everything is on our website. GAME_NA on Instagram and GAME on Facebook. So.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
I look forward to trying this again.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good. Again. Thanks.
Okay, I am here at the Dallas Safari Club, Northeast Chapter Banquet with my good friend Nico Ellis from the Eastern Cape Bushveld Safaris. Nico, such a pleasure to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Looking forward to coming to the States for a while, so yeah, really happy to be here.
No, you've been on tour. You got here weeks ago.
6 weeks in total, so I'm ready to see my family.
Now, social media is an amazing thing. I've been friends with Nico for 4 or 5 years online on Facebook, and this is the first time we're meeting in person. I haven't hunted with him yet, but I know you brought an outstanding operation. Friend Matt here in the picture, hunting with you a bunch of times, and had nothing but good things to say.
But you know, with that comes over
the operation. Can you tell me when you got started?
Okay, so we started operating in 2012 provisionally, and we haven't been back since. We probably focused a little bit more on Europe back then, but we switched over to the States.
And it's mostly Plains Game. You do any Dangerous Game?
So down in the Eastern Cape, we do Cape Buffalo. Most of the other game, we can do Green Lance on Rhinoceros, but you know, most of the other big game hunts will have to go either north or into other parts of East Africa and North Africa. But other than that, Cape Buffalo and all of the Plains Game.
What is your concession consistency?
So we've got a number of places that we work from, but we probably have anything between 50 and 100,000 acres in total of concession sites. So, yeah. We've got access to some of, you know, way down south on the coastline, which is coastal thicket. Then we move north of Grahamstown, which is where we're based, into the Kunop River Valley, the Fisher Valley is also known, and then we move into the Kunop as well.
Now, you specialize in only rifle, do you do bow, crossbow, blowgun, spear hunting?
We're willing to take anything that anybody wants to try. If someone wants to come with a bow, with a spear gun, or with a blowgun for that matter, we'll go out of our way to try and get with people, you know, what they're looking for. But we mainly do rifle hunts. I suppose a lot of our bow hunting happens on foot. We don't hunt from blinds, which makes it much more difficult. And, you know, when someone comes to Africa, even with a bow, they want to get game. So, for that reason, I probably stick to gun rifle hunting. But like I said, we more than happy to try and get somebody on and do any of them.
Well, I've done some spotless stalking with my bow. It's fun. It's frustrating as hell. You're in full draw and the thing sees you and takes off, and the hunt starts again.
It's tough. Foot with a bow, it's a different game.
You're a real liar.
You have to. I mean, if you're going to try and shoot something with a bow on foot, I mean, you've got to get within 25 yards, 20 yards of it. Impala, as an example, and even Warthog, if you're going to shoot anything over 35 yards, sometimes they string jump you, so you've got to get pretty close.
So where can we find out more about Eastern Cape Bushveld Hunting?
Okay, so if anybody wants to get in contact with us, the best way is to email us, ecbhunting@gmail.com. If you want to check out the website, you can go to ecbushveldhunting.com. But I really want to rather encourage people to, you know, go have a look at our YouTube channel. Go on to YouTube and just search for Eastern Cape Bushveld Hunting, and our YouTube channel will pop up. That will give you everything you need to know about what we do, how we hunt, our methods of hunting, you know, what's a face to the name, because you'll firsthand see me and my partner on YouTube, so you you get to see, you know, who's going to pick you up at the airport and the hunting areas and what kind of hunt we offer.
You know where you could also find him? If you go to the February issue of American Outdoor News, you'll be able to get to his website. Thanks again.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.